When it was created in 1973, the four-story mural made quite a splash at the corner of Delaware and Court in downtown Indianapolis. But today it doesn't make much of an impression for people like Susan Bentley.
I work right there. I walk here almost every day, and no, I've never noticed it.
Time has not been kind to the untitled mural. Its radiant scarlet red, tangerine, and bright blue hues have faded to burnt orange, mustard yellow, gray, and dirty white. The swooping geometric arcs composed of triangles and rectangles seem tired somehow. Huge chips mar its surface, and half of it's been painted over because of water damage. 42 years ago, the piece was part of an effort to revitalize the downtown core and help create Indy's public art identity. And Roland Hobart was the man behind the mural. Hobart had a stroke in 2013, and he's in an assisted living facility now in Bloomington. But in the late 60s, the Austrian-born artist who came to Indiana made an impression on the city's art scene. He created prints for Indy's sesquicentennial. He won the mural commission in 1973 and says the blank canvas of buildings right across from the city-county building, one of the city's only skyscrapers at the time, inspired him.
I looked at the architecture. I start with one shape and then add to it. It's like doing a painting. You don't see it when it's finished.
Richard McCoy, art consultant and director at Landmark Columbus, became friends with Hobart a few years ago while researching the mural that has become a sort of passion project for him. The two talk about what the piece meant at the time.
Tension, harmony, you can express this in colors.
So is your mural intention, or is it happy?
It's all happy, yeah.
Is it you?
Yeah, it's my environment.
Today, Indy boasts nearly 100 murals, 46 of them created when the Super Bowl came to town. Hobart thinks that a restored wall may resonate even more in 2016 than it did in 1973.
I think today they probably would appreciate it more than at the time. People are more cultural.
As we drive back from Bloomington to Indy, the modern city skyline comes into view. McCoy says he sees a lot of parallels between the downtown Indy of the early 70s and today.
It's because we're in that same mode with downtown. We're thinking about downtown. We want to be positive. We want to be progressive. We want to be in the future. And so the message is still there.
So what if the city's first mural could be part of that future and not just some faded remnant of the past? Julia Mooney Moore thinks it's the right place for that, in the heart of a $350 million redevelopment, what's now called the Market East District downtown. Moore is director of public art for the Indianapolis Arts Council and says she'd like to see a restoration of the urban wall.
Make it a part of this whole, I don't want to say a renaissance of public spaces because it never really went away, but the re-recognition of the importance of public civic space.
McCoy is curating an exhibition, Public Art in Indianapolis, 1960s through early 2000s, that starts January 19th at UIndy, showcasing Hobart's work and exploring other modern era projects. The school is also hosting a symposium on the topic of public art in February. For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Jill Sheridan.